Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we find our friend. He is the creator and editor of Pro Football Talk. He's on Twitch. Mike Florio rubbing his hands together like a villain in a movie. What are you cooking on, Mike? You're fired up. There's a lot to talk to you about.
No, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. It's not the evil. I'm let's go.
All right.
Ready to talk some football.
Let's get it out of the gate then, because it's probably the biggest news simply from the aspect of how are we going to consume the NFL? The NFL and ESPN merger, confluence, merge, I don't know what you want to call it, but it went through. And I think that's the biggest question a lot of football fans have is just how are we going to watch the games now? What does this mean?
I don't think it really changes that. I think that this is more about the NFL recognizing that its own effort to build a media company failed. And it failed miserably. And you take NFL Network, which never became anything close to what it was supposed to be, and you sell that and other assets for 10% of ESPN. Are you kidding me? It's a great deal for the NFL, especially since the players share in revenue. They don't share in equity. So you give some games to ESPN, you get equity back, and you've got yourself a pretty good situation if you're the NFL. And, you know, what we've done, I think, is we've moved past the TV deals where the networks will pay extra because it's a great way to promote their other shows. It's more about now how much money can you make from subscription fees and advertising costs when you put games out there. And the NFL realizes there's a lot of money to be made, so let's go ahead and take a stake in the company that is making that money. So there are a lot of questions it's going to raise. And I'm suggesting anybody that listens to any reporting from ESPN about NFL matters from this point forward needs to look at it skeptically, because the NFL now owns a sizable chunk of the entity that is reporting on the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. There's a conflict of interest there. And that's pretty much been the name of the game in the NFL stories that have come out over the last several months. I do want to say this, though. I wonder if the NFL really lost, because when they came up with NFL Network, they also adjusted the league calendar. All of this stuff was previously more clumped together. You know, you didn't stretch out the OTAs like they had. You didn't move the Super Bowl later. You didn't have the draft later. And I think the NFL Network forced a year-round conversation about the league. And that ended up turning ESPN into having to counter it. So I don't necessarily know if it failed, at least from a end game standpoint in that way.
Well, you know, it failed from a week in and week out. How much money is it making standpoint? What kind of distribution is it getting standpoint? And it changed the calendar in another important way. Thursday Night Football began on NFL Network as a back half of the season limited package to boost NFL Network at a time when it was hard to find on cable packages. Remember, there was a game between the Packers and the Cowboys, 2007. Both teams were 10-1. There was a backlog months long in Wisconsin to get DirecTV because that was the most prevalent way to get NFL Network and those games. So it pushed some innovation. It changed the weekly calendar. And yeah, even if it failed for 20 years to generate a lot of money, at the end of the day, they cashed it out for a 10% stake in a broadcasting behemoth. So it all really was a win. And the NFL has a way of finding ways to win, even when it looks like they're currently in the middle of a mess.
Mike, I think Bears fans probably were very pleased to see that they probably will not have to deal with Jordan Addison in the season lid lifter this year, because Jordan Addison put up some massive numbers against the Bears last year. But for people who don't know, Jordan Addison suspended for the first three games of the NFL season for violating the league's substance of abuse policy that was announced on Tuesday. What do you think of it, and how much of an effect is that going to have on the Vikings with this rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, who I know that we want to talk to you about as well?
Well, Addison was facing DUI charges. He was due to go to trial on July 15. That got scrapped, and then 2 days later, he pleaded guilty. And even if you don't plead guilty to DUI, if you plead guilty to a lesser charge, you still are facing a minimum suspension of three games. The NFL has beefed up its policies in that regard, and for good reason. In this day and age, there's no excuse for anyone to be driving under the influence. All we have to do is press the button on our phone that brings a car to us wherever we may be. So the NFL has gotten tough on that, and I don't know what it means for the Vikings, because they've got other guys who can step in. And when Justin Jefferson is getting the bulk of the attention, there should be multiple other receivers who can make an impact. But it adds pressure to J.J. McCarthy. His first three regular season games will not have Jordan Addison. And what is that going to mean? We will find out by way of who takes over as the other starter, and will the ball be going to the tight end more? Will they be running it more? I think one thing we need to watch this year for the Vikings, with Jordan Mason, the former 49ers tailback there, I think the Vikings are going to be running more than we've seen them run with Kevin O'Connell as the head coach to kind of set up the pass. So makes for a more interesting opening night.
Yeah, Mike, we were going to talk to you because, A, we know you talk Vikings, and B, we're nosy because same division, and then C, obviously the opener. To have those two big pieces of information come out yesterday, not just Jordan Addison, but then also trying to figure out what J.J. McCarthy is doing in practice, and the reports don't seem absolutely glowing. How do you sift through it all, especially when it comes to just the potential of what McCarthy can do in that season opening game, for example?
Well, yeah, and when you see reports that offenses that go against one of the better defenses in the NFL are struggling, we shouldn't be surprised. Steelers offense struggling, no surprise. Jets offense struggling, no surprise. Vikings may be struggling some against one of the better defenses in the NFL. At some point, though, you've got to give J.J. McCarthy and the rest of the offense a chance to become fully confident in what they're doing. And I think that they will be fine. We forget, when we focus solely on whether or not a given quarterback is going to check the right box on the line of pass versus fail, Kevin O'Connell is there to help him every step of the way, to come up with schemes and plays and ideas to get the most out of J.J. McCarthy. So he's in good hands with O'Connell, and we'll see. I remember this last year. McCarthy looked great in the only preseason game he played against the Raiders before we found out he had a knee injury, before we found out he was going to miss the entire season due to the meniscus repair. But O'Connell is a key to this, and we know that he is one of the short list excellent play designers and play callers in the NFL.
Should we still be predicting like the Vikings to be at the top of this division? Or is there too much quarterback mystery right now?
I think there's too much mystery right now. Look, the Lions are the champions until proven otherwise, even with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn gone, even with questions about how they're going to look moving forward. I think the Packers will be better than expected this year. Last year, there's this perception Jordan Love took a step back. I think he was injured most of the year, and he stubbornly played through it. He came back too soon from a knee injury, I believe, to play in week four against the Vikings. Didn't look good. He had a groin injury against the Jaguars. Kept playing. This guy's more stubborn than maybe he should be, because there's a point where you just need to not play, because it creates a narrative that you're not as good as you were in 2023. You don't deserve that $55 million that you're getting. And I think we're going to see the Packers improve this year. The Lions, who knows? And the Vikings, it all comes down to the quarterback. I mean, I think it's one of the reasons why they flirted with keeping Sam Darnold, flirted with keeping Daniel Jones, flirted with Aaron Rodgers. You're rolling the dice on an unproven guy. If it works, you're going to be set for 10 years. If it doesn't, you're going to be looking for somebody else.
We're talking.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Talking to Mike Floria, the editor and creator in Pro Football Talk. This segment with Mike is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I was about to call you the creator in chief, which actually is not a title. Do you want it to be? It sounds cool.
I have been called far worse.
All right. Okay.
So I'll take it.
I like where we're going with this. One thing that I also can't seem to understand, apparently, is not just the title that I wanted to give you, but also the Browns quarterback depth chart. Shedeur Sanders, we see he's listed as fourth by some reports. Then we know he's being named as the starter for their preseason game. What is the appropriate way to figure out where he stands with the team?
Well, it's unfortunate that he's going to get thrust into action. And Coach Kevin Stefanski said today it's going to be Shedeur Sanders and Tyler Huntley playing in this preseason opener because Dylan Gabriel's got a hamstring injury. Kenny Pickett has a hamstring injury. And Joe Flacco, they're keeping him in bubble wrap because he's the presumptive week one starter. And if Sanders struggles, the haters are going to say, oh, he stinks. Well, the guy's had limited reps in practice. He's the fourth guy up. He's the guy who in any other camp is the camp arm who is destined to be cut. So I feel bad for Shedeur Sanders that he's getting put in this position. And this all goes back to the Browns being the Browns, the Browns being dysfunctional, the Browns doing something stupid like drafting a quarterback in round five after you just drafted the rookie in round three. And They've got six quarterbacks now. Are you kidding me? They've got six quarterbacks. And just wait until the day Deshaun Watson shows up with a clean bill of health and says, hey, I'm ready to be on the active roster again. That's going to make a bad situation for the Browns even worse.
What's the latest in Pittsburgh with our good friend Aaron Rodgers? How are things going there?
Well, there was some reporting recently that, you know, it's a lot of the stuff that we're concerned about for late career Aaron Rodgers, check downs, short passes, not connecting on the deep balls, but they're facing a pretty good defense in Pittsburgh. So it's going to take some time. And this brings me back to the question of why, if he was determined to play for the Steelers, why wasn't he there for the offseason program? Why wasn't he more engaged? Because they're making up for lost time. They're doing things now they should have been doing during OTAs, and it just puts more pressure on the Steelers. And they've got three games that they should win right out of the gates before their schedule gets a lot more difficult. They should be able to go to New York and beat the Jets. They should beat the Seahawks at home. They should be able to give the Patriots everything they can handle, although I think the Patriots are going to be better than they think. But yeah, the pressure's on the team, offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, and ultimately Aaron Rodgers to hit the ground running. And so far, they've hit the ground sputtering.
Mike, what is the realistic outcome for Micah Parsons in Dallas in all of this?
This is such a bizarre situation. Jerry Jones and his hang-up over the handshake deal that was done back in March, and they just want to reduce that to writing and finalize it because it's a better deal for the Cowboys than what it's going to cost now. I was surprised, number one, when Micah Parsons put together a lengthy social media post where he asked for a trade. And then number two, Jerry Jones just ignored it. This is negotiation, no different than his hurt back that's keeping him from practicing. So he called BS on Micah, and Micah really hasn't done anything after that. And at some point, he may have to find a way to really make it known that he is done with the Cowboys. Because I think they're calling his bluff. And I think that if he doesn't accept the deal that he supposedly did on a handshake in March, they're going to want him to play for $24 million this year. And the question becomes, does he want to play football badly enough to play for $24 million and kick the contract can to next year? I think that's what the Cowboys would like for him to do.
And I also want to ask you about another piece of division-related news. The Lions reportedly still have interest in Za'Darius Smith possibly returning to the team. What can you tell us?
Well, it's not a surprise because they don't have a bookend to Aiden Hutchinson, who, by all appearances, is ready to go. Now, I'm sure he's wondering, if I'm ready to go, why don't you give me my contract? But they want to make sure he's the guy he used to be, but they need somebody else across from him. You know, when you start looking at teams that would benefit from a Micah Parsons, the Lions, they need that other guy. So Smith makes sense. They had to get out from under a contract that they thought was more expensive than what his talent justifies, but he's still available. They're still interested. And it may just be a matter of time before they work something out. But it wouldn't surprise me because they definitely have a need at that position.
Hey, Mike, one more quick thing. The Bears have their joint practice this week with Miami, and then they have their first preseason game. How are most teams doing the joint practice thing? I know the Bears have done it for the last few years or so, but outside of our Bears bubble, is this still pretty prevalent?
It is, because it gives starters a way to get quality reps against opposition not in the same uniform that they're wearing, with a better controlled environment, as long as you can avoid the fights. But the fights happen. It's amazing how the fights happen, no matter how much the coaches preach, don't fight. They still happen because, you know, you've been banging on your own guys, you're getting frustrated, and then in come strangers that you don't have to deal with. You're not going to see them. It's easy to lose your cool with that, and that's how guys can get injured. But it's a good way for quarterbacks to get live reps or something close to it in the preseason, because you're not going to see starting quarterbacks for the most part in these games. And as the preseason shrinks and the regular season grows, the joint practices become more and more important.
Mike, thanks as always for taking the time with us, and thanks again for gossiping about the Vikings a little bit too. I know you're taking one for your team there when you do it.
Oh, I'm used to it. No matter what happens, they're going to look good. And then at the end of the day, for all of their fans, they will rip out their heart and show it to them.
Ah, so see, not dissimilar to, say, Bears fandom. That just usually happens midseason.
And then we all come back next year.
That's right.
That's it.
We're still in the hope stage. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's happening. Mike, thanks again. Enjoy your lunch, as you always postpone it for us. And of course, we look forward to more of your work on Pro Football Talk and also on NBC.
Thank you.
That was Mike Florio, who's always a good discussion, and I did laugh at the little sound effect.
Yeah,
there.
Leap. I gotta go.
The conversation has ended.
It has ended. That is true. Do you think Shedeur Sanders will start games for the Cleveland Browns this year? I absolutely do. Because
yes,
people are just gonna
Joe
want
Flacco
it.
Is 95 years old.
Yes.
How long do you think that can last?
Tyler Huntley doesn't get you going.
No, and Shedeur is talented.
He is.
At some point, that's going to
show. And they're
going to
want
it's
him.
The Browns.
Yes.
But will they set him up to succeed or fail because it's the Browns?
Right.
They'll set him up to fail.
Probably. Probably.
Bad organizations do bad things.
Mm-hmm. And we won't, three years into this, we will not hear from Shedeur Sanders again, but he'll absolutely play games.
Well, I don't know about all that.
We'll see.
Here's the thing. The NFL needs quarterback talent, period. And they need multiples of it. So when you consider all of that, people are going to get in where they fit in.
But those quarterbacks also get discarded quickly if they're no good. I mean, just look at all the Bears quarterbacks.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes I think quarterbacks, like, look at Sam Darnold. Maybe they just didn't have a good enough coach.
That's a good example. Well, we'll see about Sam Darnold this year. We'll see if Kevin McConnell truly was the elixir, the fixer.
Well, it helps when you have Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, and Justin Jefferson.
Good God.
give me that three, and I bet that you and I can get some yards.
I hope Jordan Addison gets everything together, and I feel bad for him as a human, but I'm glad he's not going to play against the Bears in that first game. What
me
did he have?
Too.
He had some big games, at least one big game.
He had 11 billion yards.
11 billion, that's what I thought.
That segment with Mike was brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.